This is the DX Audio Service for September 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, and welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Well, there's not too much to report on the front page of DX News Magazine, other than the fact that by the time most of you get this cassette, Phil Wayne and I will be Delaware bound. Yes, we're going to the 1986 National Radio Club Convention in Newcastle, Delaware, which is hosted by Dave Schmidt, and we hope to see many of you folks there at the National Radio Club Convention. And of course, be sure to mark down on your calendar Labor Day 1987. That's when the 1987 National Radio Club Convention will be held here in Lima, Ohio. And of course, the DX Audio Service will be hosting that convention. We got a lot of things planned, and also got the room rates finally nailed down, and they look pretty reasonable. We'll have information on that when it gets closer to convention time. Speaking of the convention, while we're at the convention, we'll try to get a lot of material on tape for you and play that back here on the audio service for those who could not attend the convention. And also, on this edition of the DX Audio Service, we'll be starting a series of ANARC reports. That is, reports Bob Walker did when he was at the 1986 ANARC convention hosted by Radio Canada International. Many of these reports deal with DXing, DXers, and some interesting topics. So we'll have those on the next 9 or so editions of the DX Audio Service. Well, we got a lot of material to cover on this edition, so I'm going to turn the microphone right over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr once again with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. A lot of things today, including over 50 call interchanges, so let's dive right in and start with those call changes. From one end of the dial to the other, down at 540 KKAR, Hesperia, California. They're changing their call to KSHO. 610 WRUS, Russellville, Kentucky, becomes WLTO. Same frequency, WROQ in Charlotte, North Carolina, becomes WAES. On 740, the new station in Dishman, Washington, will be KSPO. 770 WKYJ, Nicholasville, Kentucky, changes to WJMM. On 820, the new station in Jasper, Tennessee will be WAPO. 850, WJYV in Forest, Mississippi will be WQST. 860, WGUL in Dunedin, Florida changes back to WAMA. On 880, KDXA Lovelock, Nevada will be KLVK. 910, KOYN Billings, Montana, a station that has been silent. This application for a new call may signal their return to the band. They will be KBLG. And 930, WKFX in Rainbow City, Alabama, changes to WJBY. Couple changes on 980, WDVH, Gainesville, Florida, becomes WLUS. And WCHZ, Gulf Breeze, Florida, just moved to Gulf Breeze from Pensacola, will be WFXP. 990 KYND Beaumont, Texas, changes to KGIC. And by the way, they had applied for KYND but never used it, so they will essentially just remain as they were, KGIC. On 1000 WKMK, Blountstown, Florida, changes to WYBT. 1060 WMYT, Mebane, North Carolina, becomes WGLH. On 1160, the new station in Boonesboro, Maryland, will be WPVG. Also on 1160, WJCU, Trumansburg, New York, changes to WPIE. 1190, WSVC in Dunlap, Tennessee, changes to WSDQ. That's a correction from a call letter change we gave you last issue. WSDQ is the correct new call. On 1220, KOFO, Ottawa, Kansas, becomes KFRG. On 1230, WLTO in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, goes back to WRLX. Also on 1230, KFLR, Phoenix, Arizona, becomes KAMJ. And KYTY, Hardin, Montana, changes to KBSR. 1240, WHUM, long-standing call in Reading, Pennsylvania, is changing to WAGO. On 1270, KINN, Alamogordo, New Mexico, becomes KZZX. And on 1290, the new station in Meridian, Mississippi, will be WNBN. On 1310, WKOJ, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, becomes WGTB. On 1330, the new station in Murraysville, Georgia, will be WKZD. 1340, WQBR, Brainerd, Minnesota, changes back to WVBR. On 1350, WKLR in Laconia, New Hampshire, becomes WMRS. Now, actually, this station never used WKLR, even though they applied for it. They set that aside and became WMRS instead. This is the third station this year which has applied for but has never used the call, WKLR. We don't exactly know what's wrong with that call, but it's starting to seem a little odd. On 1360, new station in Johnstown, Colorado will be KZOI. Also on 1360, KQIS Amarillo, Texas becomes KWAS, and KRTW Baytown, Texas. We reported that to you as a call change last month. That turns out to be incorrect. It seems that the FCC sort of mixed up some call letters in their public notices when they were released. That call was given to a new low-power TV station in Baytown, Texas. So KBUK on 1360 remains KBUK. On 1390, WGWY, Charlotte, Michigan, becomes WNFL. Four changes on 1400, WNAN, Demopolis, Alabama, to WZNJ. KGOF, Indio, California, to KUNA. WVNF in Alpharetta, Georgia, to WQRZ. And WYSL, Whistle in Buffalo, New York, a call that has been around for a long time, is changing to WPHD. On 1430, KVLT, Tulsa, Oklahoma, becomes KSKS. 1440, KPRO, Riverside, California, to KDIF. Two changes on 1450, WFCO, Thurmont, Maryland, goes back to their original call of WTHU, and WMMJ in Brattleboro, Vermont, goes back to their old call of KTSA. On 1500, WRDS, Sardis, Mississippi, becomes WKXT, and KCIF in Tumwater, Washington. This is a new station that is not on the air. It now has their third call letters. It is KVSN. On 1510, WOIX, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, becomes WXIX. 1530, WRBX, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, changes to WRTP. On 1590, WIGL, Atmore, Alabama, will become WSKR. Also on 1590, WASY, Gorham, Maine, changes to WJBQ, a call that used to belong to another station in that market several years ago. On 1600, three changes to finish up at the top end of the dial. KWOW in Pomona, California becomes KMNY. WNGA, Nashville, Georgia becomes WLYZ. And KGWB, West Richland, Washington becomes KZUN. And there will be more somewhat startling news about this station coming up in just a few minutes. As always, there are a number of applications for new stations. Even though the word going around is that AM radio is dying, more and more people seem to be dying to get on the AM band with new stations. Applications this month include on 590 Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, 720 Templeton, California, 760 both Knoxville and Nashville, Tennessee, on 880 Florida City, Florida, and Longwood, Florida, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 910 Antioch, California, 1020 Perrine, Florida, on 1090 Oakhurst, California, on 1210 Kindersley, Saskatchewan, on 1230 Deerfield, Florida, 1290 Myrtle Creek, Oregon, and Hollymead, Virginia, 1480 Steilacoom, Washington, which is challenging KLAY in Lakewood, an established station for that frequency, on 1520 in Cypress, Texas, 1530 Yucaipa, California, and a couple in California on 1550 in Apple Valley and San Jacinto. Two new stations have been granted by the FCC this month on 750 New Hope, North Carolina, 500 watts, non-directional daytime only, and on 810 Somerset, Texas, 500 watts, directional daytime only. As always, a number of existing stations have applied for changes. Let's scan down through some of the major applications. On 770 KUOM, the University of Minnesota station in Minneapolis, has applied to go full-time by adding 2,200 watts at night and changing its antenna to U2. On 860, KUNJ, New Ulm, Minnesota, would like to go full-time by adding 250 watts at night antenna to U2. And 1280 WMRO, Aurora, Illinois, wants to go full-time on that frequency since they have been turned down from their second try to move to 1200. They would like to add 750 watts at night. On 1370 WLOP, Jessup, Georgia, also wants to go full-time by adding 2500 watts at night, changing the antenna to U2. On 1420 WACK in Newark, New York, would like to move to 840 kilohertz with a daytime-only directional power of 5,000 watts. And finally, on 1570, WGHC in Clayton, Georgia, wants to move to 1370 kilohertz with 2,500 watts non-directional daytime-only. Some highlights from grants that have been given by the FCC to existing stations include: on 930 KKIN in Aitkin, Minnesota, they are raising their power to 1,500 watts. On 1050 KKNX, Los Rancho de Albuquerque in Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's a suburb, raising their power to 1,000 watts and going to a directional antenna and relocating the transmitter. This station is brand new, is not yet on the air. On 1130 WCBX, Eden, North Carolina, will move to 830 full-time with a kilowatt day and night. 1190 WAYD, Ozark, Alabama, moves to 1200 kilohertz with 10,000 watts, non-directional, daytime only. On 1210, KASY Auburn, Washington, has been granted an increase in day power to 50,000 watts, antenna to U5. On 1220, KLIP, Fowler, California, will be moving to 1210 with 10 kilowatts day and 1,000 watts night. And that will be directional daytime only, non-directional at night. That's a U5 antenna, which used to be pretty rare, but seems to be coming up more and more. On 1290 WRCP, Providence, Rhode Island, night power raises to 5,000 watts. On 1400 KITZ, Tacoma, Washington, will move the station to Silverdale, Washington, a suburb, and relocate the transmitter. On 1560 WMIC, Sandusky, Michigan, goes to 660 kilohertz. There'll be a kilowatt daytime only, directional. 1570 WVVW, St. Mary's, West Virginia, moves to 630 kilohertz. They'll be non-directional, daytime only, with 500 watts. And finally, the strange case of KZUN on 1600 in West Richland, Washington. This station has been granted a move to Priest River, Idaho. They will delete their night power, and they will become daytime only with a D1, that's non-directional, daytime only antenna system. Now, it's not unusual for a station to move from one suburb to another or from a central city to a suburb to improve their facilities, but this is the first time in FCC history since the old days of the Federal Radio Commission when the country was divided into zones and a station could be moved anywhere within the zone, but that's been since the 30s. This is the first time that a station has been authorized to move over 200 miles from West Richland, Washington to Priest River, Idaho. What this eventually will mean and what kind of new applications this will encourage, it remains to be seen. It's a possibility the FCC may live to regret this move because, like I said, it is precedent-setting. Now let's take a look at otherness. Items from all around the radio broadcasting biz. We open with another oddity on 530, that is right, 530 kilohertz. The Canadians have started to license entertainment stations on 530, and the first one is now on the air, CJFT, Fort Erie, Ontario, right across the river from the suburban Buffalo area. Its frequency has formerly been reserved for travelers' information stations. It has a top 40 format, and from people who live in that area who have actually been able to monitor it, seems they have a somewhat poor signal for this low frequency and a 250-watt non-directional power. It is full-time. It is on 530, so if you live anywhere in that area and your receiver tunes down that far, you might want to give that one a shot. On 660, application for new station in Frankenmuth, Michigan has been dismissed. 680 KLDY, Lacey, Washington. This new station is now on the air with an adult contemporary format. 770 CHQR, Calgary, Alberta. They are now here on 770, having moved from 810 back on June the 26th. On 810, application for a new station in La Costa, Texas, that application has been dismissed. On 840 WPGS in Mims, Florida, this new station is now on the air with a religious and talk format and carrying the USA Network. 870 WMTL, Litchfield, Kentucky, is now here, formerly on 1580. On 880 CHQT, Edmonton, Alberta, has moved here from 1110. 910 KIYU in Galena, Alaska. This new station is now on the air. They are a AM relay of KSKA FM station in Anchorage, Alaska. On 1010 WCBF in Sefner, Florida, their full-time operation is on the air, and their schedule is 24 hours. 1040, an application for a new station in Nokomis, Florida, has been dismissed. On 1150, KFHM San Antonio, Texas, expects the move to their new frequency of 1160, according to the station's quote, within about a month. On 1200, CKDA Victoria, British Columbia, is now here, formerly on 1220. WDCQ Pine Island Center, Florida, is now on the air with oldies and a 24-hour schedule. And WMLI in Brewer, Maine, has moved here to 1200, formerly on 1250. 1280 WXOZ, Jacksonville, Florida. This station appears to be silent now. 1310 WDLF, DeLand, Florida. Station is silent. And 1320 WQIQ, Lemoore, California. Also is silent. And on 1320 WHOF, Coleman, Florida. This is a news station that is now on the air with a standards format. On 1340 KEEI in Valdez, Alaska, station which used to relay KBYR and 700 is now off the air. 1360 WEBB Baltimore, Maryland, their full-time operation is now on. And on 1370 KOKE Rollingwood, Texas is now on the air with their full-time operation. 1430 KYKN Kaiser, Oregon has moved here. They used to be in Salem, and they expect to have the full-time on by sometime this fall. 1450 WWAM Savannah, Georgia. This station is silent pending a sale. And WTHU Thurmont, Maryland, we mentioned earlier in the call letters, this station is silent but is expected to return with new owners shortly. On 1470 WLVU in Clearwater, Florida, this station is now back on the air, adult contemporary in the morning and Spanish in the afternoon. On 1480 WMIB, Marco Island, Florida, has now moved here from their former frequency of 1510. On 1520 WEXY, Wilton Matters, Florida. Their full-time operation is on the air, and they have a 24-hour schedule. And finally, on 1530, WTKG, Wyoming, Michigan, a station which was trying an unusual experiment of broadcasting all children's programming. That station has gone silent. That will about wrap it up for this month's edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. This is Jerry Starr, and next month we'll be back with another batch of changes and station news on the next edition of AM Switch. We'll see you then. Once again, here's Fred.
Thanks much, Jerry. Now let's take a look at what's going on with Phil Wayne. Phil was recently in the Hoosier State, just for the record. And for the record, let's put on the record here. And this explains a little bit about where he was. Phil was in Indianapolis, Indiana. So here's Phil with a look at what's happening.
Indianapolis, WIFE loves you.
This is Market Scope for September 1986, and I'm Phil Wayne. This month, we're heading for central Indiana to sample the sounds of Indianapolis radio. First up is 50,000 watt WIBC at 1070 kHz. WIBC is the number one rated station in the market and has been in its present full-service adult contemporary format for decades. WIBC's nighttime pattern is aimed to the southeast and is a good DX catch in all other directions.
The weather's going to be great for going down there. Clear and mild tonight. Low temp 65. No wet stuff in there anywhere for the next few days. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, humid, a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, warm conditions, overnight low around 70. And on Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid, a high temp about 90. It's 83 in town now, humidity 55, and south winds at 13. 4 minutes away from 6 from WIBC. Coming up now at 6:05, Larry Henry. Then at 7:05, the Sports Huddle. And at 8:05, TalkNet, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and Bruce Williams, and that wonderful group you'd like to take home for Christmas. This is Jerry Baker, WIBC. Have yourself a decent 4th of July. It's exactly 6 o'clock now. It's Dave Arlen News Time.
Radio Indiana. WIBC, Indianapolis.
Of July with the fireworks and fun downtown and across the nation. Good evening, this is WIBC News. 10 tons of fireworks will be shot off tonight in New York Harbor.
1260 AM is home to 5,000 watt WNDE, which was known as WFBN before the 1972 inception of a rock oldies format. In the mid-1970s, WNDE was one of the Midwest's hottest top 40 stations.
WNDE, Windy 1260. Marvelous Mark 757. And Barry Manilow's Weekend in New England. I spent my weekend in Noblesville. And if Manilow knew what I did, he'd eat his heart out, believe me.
If that wasn't hot enough, listen to WNDE from April 1977, when we revisit Windy and program director Chris Bailey.
WNDE. You talk about heavy, we gonna rock and roll for ya. Here comes Kiss from Windy 1260. Rock and roll! Oh, baby, rock and roll, you got it here. It's Chris Bailey. How you doing tonight? 657, or 757. It's 857. I don't know what it is, but anyway. Thank you very much.
WNDE Indianapolis, your official concert contest station, with the winning beginning at any moment. Little before 7 o'clock, it's Brother Barry Chase at Wendy 1260. Wendy 1260, man, it's time to tell who's going to turn up next. I really don't know. Hey, you got something on your mind you want to hear? You can give me a call tonight. The number's 239-1020. Hey. Well, folks, after I pull my full shift today, I understand I'm getting a little relief here. Are you here?
No.
The animal lady. It's next.
They're going to try me. I think I'm going to get blown out next.
Now, you're fired.
And now, Mr. Murray Green, Vice President and General Manager of WNDE Radio.
Recently, Marvelous Mark made a statement on WNDE that we feel was in very poor taste. You have my assurance that this type of conduct will never happen on this radio station again. Thank you.
WNDE, Windy 1260, Indiana's number one music station. I'm Jelly Michaels in the morning. O'Brien, what's going on here?
I don't know either, man. They got me tonight, time. We do it like this. This is a bitch, Elton!
It's the Stones, man. This is a bitch.
WNDE departed from their top 40 format in 1981 and ran a big band format.
Wake up!
Put the good in your good morning.
Wake up!
With WNDE.
The big band and personality format was not successful. I'm sure the hokey Tweety Birds didn't help. And WNDE once again returned to their current AM stereo oldies format.
WNDE, where Dave Conrad puts more music in your mornings, weekdays 5 to 10, on Windy 1260, WNDE. The new Windy, AM 1260, WNDE.
Get it, guys.
Windy 1260, WNDE, the Everly Brothers, and Wake Up, Little Susie. You're with Dennis Garrity, and I've got classic hits on the way from, oh, let's see, who do I want to play for you tonight? I feel like playing some Brian Hyland, maybe Carly Simon and James Taylor, The Association, America, Sonny and Cher, and, oh, who knows? I might even have an Elvis Presley tune coming up for you. Okay, Windy 1260, WNDE, the Beech Grove Promoters Club will present an Independence Day celebration. I think that's this evening. So you might want to get over there. Matter of fact, it's going on right now. I didn't even need to read this to you. Throw it away.
Hi, I'm Dick Bartley. Coming up this weekend on Solid Gold Saturday Night, America's live request oldie show. All your cruising and hot rodding favorites from the golden age of top 40.
All the great oldies.
Join me Saturday at 6 here on your classic hit station, 1260 WNDE.
Classic hits, Windy 1260 WNDE Indianapolis. This is Michael Jackson. It's so good to be on the Dennis Garrity Show.
If you accidentally bump your tuning knob while enjoying Windy, you're likely to find WTUX, just 50 kilohertz up the AM band on 1310. WTUX was, for many years, Indianapolis' only rocker under the old WIFE calls.
Sorry, in between two lovers, WIFE Radio. It's 5:46 with Dan Summers. He is playing the hits. Fly.
weather. Gradual clearing and cold overnight with a low of 15. Monday, sunny and cool. High tomorrow should be about 35. Right now in the city, it's 30. Give us a little.
Today, WTUX is a music of your life station.
WTUX and a happy 4th of July from all of us here at the Tux, where it's 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And as far as our forecast goes, boy, it's just, these are the kind I like to give. Tonight, clear and mild, below 67. And then for tomorrow, sunny, very warm and humid. High going to be about 88. Tomorrow night, clear and warm, the low around 70. And then for tomorrow, or rather Sunday, mostly sunny, hot, humid. High right around 90 degrees, just pool weather all the way. It's mostly sunny now. 82 here at the Tux. And I have two more pair of tickets to give away for the new Four Girls Four, which is going on at Beef and Boards with Margaret Wadding, Helen O'Connell, Kay Starr, and Rose Marie. That's the new Four Girls Four. And I have one for Monday night and one for Tuesday night. All right, we'll take caller number three and caller number four at 927-5100. That's 927-5100. And we'll give each of you a pair of tickets for the dinner performance Monday night and Tuesday night. I have two different ones. Margaret Wadding, Helen O'Connell, Kay Starr, and Rose Marie, the new Four Girls Four at the Beef and Boards Dinner Theater. Again, caller number three and caller number four at 927-5100. That's 927-5100. This is the sound of WTUX Indianapolis with the music of your life. Good evening to you. Our time now, 7 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Vicki Kelly. In the midst of all the pageantry and...
Why not be like
this is Dr. Penny Grant. Do you have a problem with marriage, your job, or life in general? I'd like to help. All you have to do is call right here on WIRE Radio. Whatever your problem is, I'd love to hear from you weeknights just ahead of the Larry King Show on AM Stereo 1430 WIRE.
WIRE, that's a new one from Genesis called Invisible Touch. And Larry Evans with you. It's about 15 before 9. And don't forget, it's Rock of Your Life rolling in at 9 a.m. this morning here on WIRE. For the best thing that ever happened in your life is Gladys Knight and the Pips from WIRE. Such a pretty song. Gladys Knight and the Pips, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. It's 11 minutes before 9 at 1430 WIRE, reminding you that the fact is that five people are affected by each alcoholic or drug abuser. That's right. For help or more information, call the Crestview Center Drug Treatment Program. And their number to call is 649-8568. 649-8568. Look at the official AccuWeather forecast. It's straight ahead.
The Graduate, 1915.
It's 9 o'clock from 1430 WIRE, Indianapolis.
Hello and welcome to The Rock of Your Life with your host, Charlie Kendall. Over the course of this holiday weekend, we'll celebrate a truly American phenomenon, rock and roll. Some say it started over 30 years ago when Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock became the first rock and roll song to become number one in the land. Since then, rock and roll has spilled out of the jukeboxes.
For many years, 93.1 megahertz was beautiful music, WIBC-FM. On July 28, 1968, 93.1 became Top 40 WNAP, one of the first FM Top 40 stations in the country. WNAP has been rocking for 18 years. Today, they're rocking harder than ever under a new set of call letters. Here's WEAG, followed by a brief sweep up the FM band.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, hold on. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what can I do for you?
How about playing me some Andy Taylor?
All right, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just getting ready to shoot off my fireworks.
Yeah, your girlfriend's coming over, huh?
Yep, she's coming over.
Yeah, we know what's going on, man.
Yeah.
But your girlfriend, there's one problem.
What's that?
Your girlfriend told me that you're a dud.
No way. No, yeah.
The home of nonstop rock. Eagle 93. Eagle 93.1 FM.
The all-new Eagle 93 and Fast Eddie July 4th. Everybody celebrating fireworks tonight downtown at around 9 o'clock, all right?
I mean, we all need something to celebrate after we were all so bummed out this year that so many of our missiles were intercepted by Libyan patrol boats. And,
that's it?
Yeah.
Did the Muammar Gaddafi. And I think you're an idiot.
Great song. Q95 and the Who's Eminence Front, the number 454 song in our top 500 song countdown. And you're wondering, if you're just tuning in, what are we talking about? Countdown, what's going on? Well, it's the 4th of July weekend, right? And it's a long weekend. A lot of people tooling around town, having a great time, going out, doing the summertime thing, and taking the radios with them. So we figured we'd play the best 500 rock and roll songs that there ever was. The top 500 songs of all time. We're counting them down. We started at 3 this afternoon, and we will go until we get to number 1. And, of course, every song a better one as we count them down. Huh?
Should I wear these?
Well, come here, Hemi. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. Come here. Don't have enough. Now, what's the question?
Should I wear these tonight?
Well, what are they?
These are those, you know, what do you call these? Gams? Jams? The mid, you know, knee shorts. The new style. I mean, like, the hip thing.
Well, now, they're your basic black with your basic blue on one side and red and blue on the other side. I tell you, Henry, you know, I'm really not that way or anything, but you got great legs, buddy.
You like bird legs, huh?
Yeah, they're fine. And, you know, I must say they are excellent for basketball legs. I mean, what is this, about a 14-foot ceiling? You were bouncing off it a couple minutes ago.
Well, I can slam dunk, Bear Man. I can, for a white dude, that's pretty good.
Well, if I were you, I would probably give everybody a thrill and wear just that.
Either that or grow some out. Well, I just want your opinion on this.
No, that looks fine. It looks sweet, Henry.
Well, I don't want to look sweet. I don't want to look sweet now.
All right. No, it looks fine. Looks fine. Anything you wear tonight will be fine.
Wear
a trench coat over it. That's right. Halfway through a song, open it up, right? Henry, you're a pig. I really mean that. Well, we're coming back in just a minute with Steely Dan. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob and Tom.
We got to congratulate Larry Hayden. He just won 2 tickets to see your show tonight.
Oh, Larry, congratulations.
He answered our trivia question.
Bring your rubber raft.
It was a pretty easy question.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to know who played Eddie Haskell. Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver? The answer, of course,
John Holmes.
No. No, Ken Osmond.
Ken Osmond, I'm sorry.
But there were
what do I win?
An evening with John Holmes.
Oh, great.
You bring your rubber raft.
Yes, I will.
Bob and Tom, mornings on Q95.
WFMS 95.5 FM plays the country's best songs. We're going to play the Indianapolis Country Quiz with a Pantera's Pizza on the line. We'll do it next. But first, Exile off compact digital disc. WFMS 95.5 FM, Merle Haggard and a friend in California. Crystal Gale, don't it make my brown eyes blue on WFMS Indianapolis. No, Keith Stewart is not next. He's still spending some time up in Cicero, so I'll be back in just a minute with another 5 of your favorite songs.
At 7 o'clock, mostly fair skies. The low temperature falls to around 67 before sunrise. Good evening, I'm Alan Cohen.
Night Rock 97 WENS.
At the Landmark Center, I'm Tammy Warner with the Lunchtime Oldies on WENS, Shelbyville, Indianapolis.
WENS.
Light Rock 97 WENS, Lunchtime Oldies 1207 with Tammy. Great looking day out there. Lots of sunshine and 78 with the latest from Rod Stewart on WENS.
99.5 FM, WZPM. The growth. Hear the future. 99.5 FM. WZPL. Greenfield, Indianapolis.
99.5 WZPL. Well, it may be a holiday, but nevertheless, we have a TNT to do at 9 o'clock tonight. So let's start taking votes now at 239-1099. Your vote for your favorite song for the TNT from ZPL. WZPL with Patrick W. Thompson. Well, it looks like in the finals of Wimbledon, it's Becker and Lendl and Mandlikova and Navratilova. Sounds like a Czechoslovakian jig. Whatever happens, you'll get the details on the finish Monday morning with the coach on the Cat Simon Show from ZPL.
At 2 minutes before 11, here's a look at the latest WXTZ news. President Reagan proclaimed, "Let's have some fun." And millions did just that from everywhere with a view of New York Harbor. Fireworks were fired into the air for 28 minutes. And the WXTZ satellite color weather radar is also clear. It's 2 minutes past 11. This is WXTZ Indianapolis. Your nominal donation to the Pleasant Run Children's Home will be a genuine shot in the arm for their planned summer programs. Phone 636-6056, 636-6056, to find out how you can help them and help Central Indiana kids. I'm Dick Hassing, and we have more music for you on your 4th of July weekend. In the next half hour, we'll be hearing from Brooke Benton with Rainy Night in Georgia, the John Fox Orchestra with Put Your Head on My Shoulder, and Frank Sinatra with All the Way on FM 103 WXTZ.
105 WTLC, this is fastly becoming my favorite record. It's by Crystal, no, not Crystalline Dynasty, the group Crystal and Passion from a Woman. Oh, watch yourself now. 721, Gino, get live, trying to be your favorite DJ till 10.
Radio 105, Indiana's best music.
Radio 105, WTLC, 745, Gino, get live in Indytown on 105 FM. Couple of things I want to remind you about the Black Expo Soul Picnic. Remember, if you cause trouble, we will not stand for it. And it hasn't been any trouble all day. I was out there most of the afternoon. It was great out there. A lot of basketball playing going on. The infamous Chicago team was playing today. They won by 1 point. Great comeback by the other team. I don't remember the name of the other team, but that was a great comeback by them. And remember, if you got to park, park at 34th and Dearborn. 34th and Dearborn parking for Black Expo Soul Picnic. Jazzy 45, Rodney Franklin.
WTLC, Indianapolis. It's 11 o'clock.
That's Market Scope for another month. I hope you've enjoyed our past and present look at Indianapolis radio. I will be attending this year's NRC convention, so don't forget your rotten eggs. I look forward to seeing you there. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
You'll find the fun radiates around WIFE Indianapolis.
With 50,000 watts in AM stereo, this is Kentuckiana's news leader, 84 WHAS Louisville. It's 3:01. I'm Nancy Crane, WHAS Radio News.
For some time, we've been watching the wealthy Bingham family of Louisville sell off their assets in the communications business, including the Courier Journal and Louisville Times newspaper and WHAS television. Headlined Bingham's Sell Two Radio Stations for $20 million, the Associated Press article reads as follows. The last of the Bingham-owned communications companies, radio stations WHAS-AM and WAMZ-FM, were sold for $20 million to Clear Channel Communications Incorporated of San Antonio, the companies announced yesterday. Clear Channel is a publicly owned company and operates 6 AM and 6 FM stations. The firm's gross revenues were $26 million last year. Lowry Mays, the president and chief executive officer of Clear Channel, said he planned no changes in management and said all workers and benefits would be retained. WHAS, a winner of the Peabody Award for radio documentary this year, was started 64 years ago by the Bingham family. WAMZ, a country music station, was started later. The Bingham family has also sold the Courier Journal and Louisville Times Company, Standard Gravure Corporation, a printing firm, and WHAS-TV in recent months. The television and radio operations are located in the same building, and Clear Channel plans to lease space inside the building. Mays also said he would not oppose the television station sharing call letters with the radio station, but that arrangement would require approval by the Federal Communications Commission. Barry Bingham Sr., the chairman of the board of the family companies, said he was sad to see the radio stations pass from his family's ownership. He said, quote, "It's my belief that WHAS-AM and its sister station, WAMZ-FM, will continue to serve the people in the two-state area of Kentucky and Indiana every bit as well under the ownership of Clear Channel Communications. The sale still has to be approved by the Federal Communications Commission." Well, Fred, it'll be interesting to listen to WHAS in the upcoming months and see if there are any changes as a result of the new ownership. At the very least, there's the possibility of a call sign change for either WHAS AM or the TV station. And Clear Channel may want to make some changes. There was concern on the part of the employees that Clear Channel and some of the other bidders might reduce benefits or jobs once they were successful in purchasing the station. And prior to the sale, some of the station employees had signed a petition asking the Bingham family to consider the reputation of potential buyers. The new owners have already met with employees and called the concerns unwarranted. Clear Channel's flagship station has been WOAI-AM in San Antonio, and they also own KAJA-FM in San Antonio, plus other outlets in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Beaumont, Texas, Austin, Texas, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, and New Haven, Connecticut. Whatever else happens, the $20 million price tag may account for the popularity of this slogan with WHAS.
Million Dollar Weekend, 84, WHAS.
In Lexington, Kentucky, this is Harry Dents for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Harry. And just before we flip over to side two of this cassette, got some notes here to pass along from headquarters. First of all, just a quick reminder not to duplicate your cassettes for anyone who is not a member of the DX Audio Service or the National Radio Club. Material may not be copied in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated. And the DX News and the DX Audio Service is a copyrighted production. I'd like to pass along some addresses for those of you who have requested them, and I haven't been putting them on every edition, and in fact, I'm only going to do just a couple of these addresses, and we'll pass along a couple more at the end of side two. First of all, if you'd like to write to Mike Nitter, who is the editor of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine and kind of oversees the entire club, Mike's address is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, CAMBRIDGE. Zip code is 53523-0024. His telephone number is area code 608-423-4159, and no collect calls will be accepted. If you'd like to write to me here at the audio service, you can either write or you can put it on a correspondence cassette. Please make rather short, not two sides of a C90, as I do have a lot of limited time putting together this and working at the TV station. My address is 706 McKenzie, MACKENZIE, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you'd like to write to Jerry Starr, you can write to him in care of WHOT Radio, 401 North Blaine Avenue, BLAINE, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. And to a couple of our members who wondered about Phil Wayne's address, I'm going to try to get this correct here. Gosh knows, I messed up John Bowker's address, and I'm looking at my Rolodex here, which I presume this is the correct address for Phil Wayne. And in fact, I'm 99.9% sure this is. But you can write to Phil Wayne at 4915 Heather Downs, HEATHERDOWNS, apartment number 6, Toledo, Ohio, 43614. Yes, that is the correct zip code, 43614. And I'll have more addresses on side two of this cassette. Speaking of which, on side two, we'll hear from Mr. Bob Walker with a look at the Anarch Report. He's got some interviews, which he recorded at the 1986 Anarch Convention. John Bowker has the travelogue, and a special guest in our studios is Mr. Vince Koza, TV sportscaster for WLIO-TV, and he'll have the Sports Networks column.